The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 15th, 2009, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So tonight we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, text number 19. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Yata dipo nevatasto nengate sopamasmrita yogino yachatitashya yunjato yogamatmanaha.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. As a lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self, purport. A truly Krishna-conscious person, always absorbed in transcendence, is in constant undisturbed meditation on his worshipable Lord, is as steady as a lamp in a windless place.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Gara Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvita Tam Sajiva. Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva. Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So just consider this example. A lamp in a windless place. How windless? A little bit windless? 5% windless? 1% windless? No. 99% windless? No. 100% windless? absolutely zero movement of any wind at all. Absolute no movement at all. You take the finest scientific instrument and you can't detect even the slightest motion of the air at all. Nothing. Actually, I doubt that there's such a state as pure windlessness in this material world. There is almost windlessness. But if you take the finest, most, you know, the most powerful scientific instruments and see if there's any movement of the air molecules, you see. There'll always be some movement of the air molecule. So, but just consider a situation where there's not even one air molecule that's even moving slightly. You see. That is pure windlessness. And then consider the mind of a true transcendentalist. Now, what does that mean to be a true transcendentalist? That means they're not even the slightest little influence of tamagun, sattvagun, rajagun. I mean, absolutely no influence of any of the modes. Absolutely none. Brahmabhuta prasanatma na sochati na kangshati samaksarveshu bhuteshu madbhatim labhateparam. In such a transcendental state, one becomes fully joyful. He doesn't desire anything, he doesn't lament for anything. He's equally disposed towards all living entities. And in that state of consciousness, Krishna says he attains pure devotional service unto me. Mad bhaktim labhate param. So business is finished. Okay. So, what does this have to do with us? Has to do a lot with it. Because right now our minds are agitated like anything. They can hardly sit still for a minute. Even when we sit down to hear a class, our minds are dancing here, dancing there like monkeys in Vrindavan. The dancing minds. It's the face is the index of the mind. The face, one's face, is the index. That means it's an indication. So I'm sitting here looking at your faces. And I can see those minds are dancing. They're not like in a windless place. So it's my duty as the spiritual master, the senior, you know, senior devotee preacher, to help you all bring your minds to this, simply the point of hearing about Krishna, and not dancing here and there. So these classes are very nice because it helps us to focus our minds on Krishna. This is known as Krishna consciousness. And this is the whole point of our movement. How to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. So, just a little short lecture tonight, but then we'll be working the next few days to help everybody become fixed in Krishna consciousness and bring that little dancing mind to a stop, you see. Stop that little dancing mind, you see. Bring the mind still to just hear about Krishna, absorb in Krishna. There's nothing else needed. Oh. You see, the reality is right now, we think, well, Krishna consciousness, that's great, but I need some sense gratification too. I'll have a nice blend of Krishna consciousness and sense gratification. Pure bhakti, that's scary. I couldn't handle it. You see, that's actually how we think. We're afraid of pure devotional service. I'm not ready for it yet. Let me go gradually, Gurudev. Slowly, 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 you know, for 10 million years. But actually, it's just like when you take off a Band-Aid. You know the Band-Aid? You have a cut. In America, it's called a Band-Aid. So, there's two ways to pull off the Band-Aid. You can go one hair at a time, you know. Or you can do it in one pull. It takes a little more courage to go in one pull. You got to be a little more brave, you see. But actually, it's a lot less painful to do it one pull. Because of our timidity, we want to go one hair at a time. But that is actually less intelligence. If you just take it off in one pull, then your business is finished, and now you can taste the nectar of pure bhakti. So we'll be here up through next Monday. We're taking just one day off now for Tartu. Tomorrow I'll be going to Tartu to do a program in the library there. We'll spend the night and we'll come back on Thursday morning. So it'll be we'll be back. So I'm just going to be gone for one day. It'll be a class tomorrow, then I'll be gone, coming back the next day in the middle of the day, and then I'll be through Monday morning. So kindly take full advantage of these sessions to learn how to bring your mind to this point of being like a lamp in a windless place. Attend the classes with the goal of, I'm going to learn how to make my mind completely absorbed in Krishna Katha. 100%. Now I'd like to have, we can have a word from Vishnu Priya Maharaj.
You're saying that you're going to spend one night in Tartu. You want to explain why? Because there,
Yeah, well, we were going to stay with Indrek for two nights, but his father is a demon. His father lives downstairs, and the father was very violent. If we came there, our safety would not be, our physical safety could be endangered. I don't know if he has a gun or a knife, but it was a threat of violence, actually. The threat of violence.
And on the other hand, they have a program arranged for us, so, and people are invited because we are coming, so we have to go. And we'll be spending a night there.
Yeah, we're just going to stay in a hotel because it's an evening program and then come back.
Безопасность, просто физическая не будет довольно хорошая, потому что можно пасть, но так как мы обещали приехать, но не поедет там.
Лекция просто
была,
мы
были
запланированы, поэтому не
поедем,
потому
что мы будем запланированы, так что четверг поедем. Четверг, это с четверга до понедельника, завтра
утренняя лекция. So that's why we're coming. I hope it's okay with you all if we come back a day early. I mean, maybe you had somebody else scheduled, I don't know, but probably not just for one day. You know. But you know, we don't know, but we're hoping we can come back a day early and leave our luggage here while we're gone now. Okay.
All right.
And anybody who wants to come to Tartu for the program, it's going to be in the library. Anybody who wants to come and attend the program is welcome. It's from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. in the Tartu Public Library. I forget the topic, but we picked out a good one. It's going to be a good topic for the general public. So, are there any questions? Yeah.
The example of a windless lamp in a windless place. Lamp in a windless place.
Place?
Windless.
Oh, the lamp in a windless place, okay.
Yeah. So, if there is, you were explaining about that. Scientifically, even no wind is there, but if there is no air, the lamp wouldn't even be lit, right?
There's no air, then there'd be no wind, yes.
No air, that means there won't be a lamp. Lamp will die.
Oh, the lamp will die. Yeah. Okay.
It will extinguish.
The lamp needs the air to breathe, you're saying? It consumes air? All right.
So how could you explain that, how the lamp would be steady in a windless place?
These are crude examples. Yeah, crude examples.
Матушка спросила, как может быть ветреном месте, то есть если там даже нет воздуха, никакого, как может гореть пламя у свечи, у светильника?
Just like Prabhupada gives an example. These examples are like this. Just like there's some star off in the sky. You know, you want to point at someone to show them which star you're talking about. So how will you let them know which star you're pointing at? There's thousands of stars up in the sky. You see, you're trying to help this person understand what star are you talking about in the sky. How will you show them which star? You will find a nearby tree, you see. And when you tell your friend, look on this tree and see that branch coming out that way and see the last twig on that branch. Now look at the last twig on that branch and then look beyond it and you'll see the star I'm talking about. So I'm pointing him to that twig on the end of the branch, you see. Then he can understand which star you're talking about. So analogies are like them. They don't perfectly present the thing, but they help you get close enough where you can understand what's being spoken about. Krishna says, lamp in a windless place. Shishi Gornitai Kija. So that's what we're talking about, pure windlessness.
Pure windlessness.
Pure windlessness.
Means what? I don't understand.
No wind. Absolutely no wind. That's what he says. There's a lamp in a windless place. So we're talking about a place where there's absolutely no movement of the air. That's what we're talking about.
Hmm? Huh? Like this room has no wind right now blowing. But if there is air.
Now suddenly it does, yeah.
Yeah, suddenly it has. So the land can be steady in this area.
This is a material example. I wouldn't put all your energy into it. It's a pointless thing to discuss this. It's pointless. It's a pointless discussion. I'm just saying, if you take a very precise scientific instrument and you get really, really fussy, not one air molecule can even move, you see. It has to be absolutely, you know, there's wind that we can feel, but then there's winds that a very sensitive scientific instrument can detect. You understand? I was giving making a point, and it's nothing to get all confused about.
Just for my understanding.
Yeah. But for your understanding, just imagine an atmosphere where no wind, air molecules are in motion at all. They're absolutely sitting still. Absolutely. Even down to the smallest air molecules are simply absolutely motionless. That's pure windlessness. So we'll go ahead and stop here. And we thank you all very much for your wonderful, enthusiastic welcome at the temple and at the boat dock. It was so wonderfully how you all received us. Thank you so much for that. So we'll hope to see you as many as possible at 5 a.m. for Mangalarti and at 7 a.m., 7:45 a.m. for the Bhagavatam Fest. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Sankarsana Karma Raj Ki Jai.